morning rose around. In a field where we can scream, get away with almost anything. Yeah, every now and then you gotta raise a little hell. Hope we get lucky and stay out of jail.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Biden administration negotiators today begin bargaining with Big Pharma for better prices on the first 10 medications the administration hopes will reduce costs for Medicare beneficiaries.
White House advisors say it will be the first time Medicare won't just pay whatever price a drug company asks. Instead, the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act is forcing pharmaceuticals to make deals similar to what other countries pay for common drugs, including blood, heart, diabetes, and cancer treatments. The president's saying many Republicans are trying to overturn this law, which he says would then cost Americans millions in higher prices.
ABC's Andy Field. The vote 357-70. The House passing and sending to the Senate a $79 billion package of tax cuts. It boosts the child care tax credit, but not to pandemic levels. No change in the cost of money. The Federal Reserve is leaving its benchmark interest rate where it is currently. This is ABC News.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today. Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mostly lower. February milk down 13 to 16.10, March down 3 to 16.90, April down 9 to 17.18, May milk down 3 at 17.60. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down 1 to 152, 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 165, 4-trade a barrel, 3-trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3 and 3 quarters to 276 and a half, no trades. Creating non-fed dry milk steady at 123, 2 trades. Dry whey up 1 and 3 quarters to 47, 1 trade on the day. Live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets mostly lower, with caution ahead of the cattle inventory report. Hog markets were mostly higher, seeing ample support from higher cash and higher cutouts. February live cattle down 67 cents to 177.35. March feeder cattle down $1.17 to 240.15. February hogs up 50 cents to 76.35. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets were relatively flat on the day. Not a lot of new news in the market. The South American weather pattern does remain in line with recent days. Now, soybeans were higher due to strength in soybean meal. Also, the dry weather in Argentina helping to support the soybean market. Wheat markets mostly lower due to profit-taking and consolidation after recent gains. March corn up a half to 448 and a quarter. New crop down a quarter to 480. March beans up 3.5 to 1222 and a quarter. New crop up 2.5 to 1199 and three quarters. March soybean meal up 530 to 368.30. March soybean oil up 2 cents to 4602. Chicago wheat, March and May both down 10 and a quarter. March at 595 and a quarter. May 605 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat marched down 6 to 693 and 3 quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op to Rand. Cash corn 378, February 381, March 384, new crop 425. Cash beans 1127, February 1132, March 1137, new crop 1115. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 403 and a quarter, February 406 and a quarter, March 410 and a quarter, new crop 425. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 415, February 413, March 410, new crop 420. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and February corn 390, March 393, new crop 425. Cash beans 1142, February 1145, March 1148, new crop 1124. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 393, new crop 425. Cash beans 1137, new crop at 1115. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 423, April 431, May 434, new crop 430, cash beans 1173, April 1203, May 1205, new crop 1144. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 391, new crop 425, cash beans 1147, new crop 1124. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 154 to 176. Holstein fed cattle 126 to 158. Market cows 65 to 110. Bulls 93 to 112. Calves 160 to 750. Beef steers 185 to 312. Holstein steers 109 to 255. Sheep markets. Market lambs 197 and down. Ewes 85 and down. Rams 100 and down. Goat markets. Does 110 and down. Bucks 120 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs sold up to 225, fed lambs 170 to 194, ewes 100 to 140. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hi, I'm Jade, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
2 seconds left on the clock, third field goal range, and it looks like he's going to go with a 5-iron. No, wait. The quarterback is skating back on the ice. He's talking with his caddy. They're pulling the goalie. He skates off the fairway as the kicker lines up his putt. It's a breakaway. They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Touchdown savings, birdie goal.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Patchy, dense fog this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 40 by Saturday. Partly cloudy with a high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I took a double take out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me. So I followed her down to Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the 18th green. In the parking lot, I said, it's mighty hot. Maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, cause only members are allowed in here. And I said, I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie. To go bouncing around in a beat-up truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night. Here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation, cause you can tell all your friends. And I'm a member of the country club. Drinking from a Dixie cup. Yeah, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool at any honky tonk roadside pub. Well, I'm a member of the country club.
Sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and
He makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, oh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Roseanne Cash and My Baby Thinks He's a Train here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have some patchy fog across the region. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s this morning. Going to be another nice day today, and maybe not as warm as yesterday, but still nice nonetheless. Details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, Rod Bain with the USDA radio service will be in our newsmaker segment, The Importance of AM Radio for Rural America. Rod will have more on that here coming up in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. USDA has announced remote meat grading pilot expansion, and the program will tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Building on a pilot project from last year that allowed small meat processors to take pictures and then send a photo into USDA for grading, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack last week announced an expansion of the program.
So today we're announcing what we refer to as the remote grading pilot. It's going to be available to any facility, any processing facility, that does not currently have a full or part-time grading system in place. So anybody who meets that definition is eligible to participate in this program.
Vilsack made that announcement while visiting Colorado. He says this is a needed option for producers and small meat processors.
Right now, about 90% of graded beef in this country is done in large packing houses. We'd like to change that percentage because that gives producers and that processing a small processing expanded opportunity. We did a feasibility study in 2023. We know this works, and we're only going to charge the producer for the time spent reviewing the pictures and making the determination.
Secretary Vilsack estimates that it costs a packing house $114 an hour to have a person grade USDA. Now, USDA will be hosting a webinar to explain how the program works. For more information, visit AMS.gov. That's AMS.gov, as the USDA remote grading program is being expanded to help out more smaller meat processors. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The new year is the perfect time to make some positive changes for your body and your health. If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Patchy, dense fog this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high 44 this afternoon, the wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 40. By Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. A carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wind.
Addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Country music keeps them going, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on.
hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Merle Haggard and moving on here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s across the region this morning. Foremost Farms announced that it will take part in a Vanguard Renewable Fuels Powered Strategic Alliance. This was just announced on Monday. As part of the coalition, the co-op will recycle organic waste as commercially feasible, in addition to exploring the opportunity to turn waste into renewable natural gas. Now, Vanguard Renewables owns and operates on-farm anaerobic digester facilities, and the company is assessing members' companies' locations to see if they're candidates for digester projects. So members of Foremost Farms might be having somebody from Vanguard Renewables to show up saying, hey, we want to put in a anaerobic digester in your farm location. Something we'll definitely have to watch. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. Groundwater supplies are a vital source of water for communities and industries around the world, agriculture most certainly included. Researchers from several universities published a new study on global groundwater resources, revealing some interesting trends. I'll be back with more.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Groundwater is an essential resource for billions of people around the world, with a role that includes maintaining ecosystems, cities, and of course, agriculture. With declining aquifer levels under several key growing and population areas, scientists have been devoting more research to understanding the factors that can cause them to rise and fall. A new study, published last week in the journal Nature, aims to provide a comprehensive assessment of the state of global groundwater levels. The team of researchers from UC Santa Barbara, Rutgers, University College London, and the Swiss Federal Research Institute analyzed data from over 170,000 monitoring wells and 1,693 aquifer systems, a data trove that covers approximately 75% of the world's groundwater withdrawals. What the data showed was widespread groundwater level declines. At times, the water levels declined by more than 18 inches per year. The biggest losses occurred in arid regions with extensive agricultural activities. 30% of the world's aquifers have seen declines of this size over the last 40 years, and the authors said this was a matter of urgent concern. But it wasn't all bad news. In several places, aquifers have recharged through different interventions. Banning withdrawal withdrawals or taxing water users in some cases, but also through interbasin water transfers and deliberate recharge, the last of those being the most interesting. Managed aquifer recharge projects involve capturing excess water, typically stormwater runoff that would escape to the sea, treating it if needed, and then introducing it to the aquifer through an injection well or spreading basin. The water then gradually percolates through the soil and into the aquifer, providing that crucial recharge for the underground water storage. One state faced with a deluge of snow and winter rain last year has provided a recent laboratory for managed aquifer recharge, and I'll be back with more after this.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
One of the largest laboratories for testing managed aquifer recharge projects in the last year has been the state of California. Due to record-breaking snow levels last year, the state had plenty of water. And as of last July, recharge in California had collected about 2.1 million acre-feet of water. That's about one-third of the prior year's overdraft. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life.
Hewitt, yeah!
So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or imagine Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day. Sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off.
I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous.
That's what I do with one more day with you.
One more day. Sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would.
One more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Something cooking
baby, how about you? Someday you'll see it's gonna be no one for you, only me. Sometime sweet destiny will open up your heart, and that's when I'm gonna be around. Just you wait and see. No more lonely you when you're loving only me. Never hurt someone as wonderful as you. I'm offering you my love. You don't have to take it, but I wouldn't pass me by, 'cause I know what's good for you. Someday you'll see it's gonna be no one for you, only me. Sometime sweet destiny will open up your heart. Destiny will open up your heart, and that's when I'm gonna be around. Just you wait and see. No more lonely you when you're loving only me. And that's when I'm gonna be around. Just you wait and
with news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board convened Wednesday in Wisconsin Dells to update its strategic plan and review approved Chekhov-supported research projects for 2024. WSMB President Patrick Maloney led the meeting alongside the seven-director board and approved at least 15 projects for Chekhov funding for 2024 to address agronomic and production priorities for the state's 11,000 soybean growers. Many of the Chekhov projects will continue to fund long-term studies. Approved proposals included integrated soybean production systems, overcoming herbicide resistance, white mold management, soybean cyst nematode testing, and pest management. Soybean and wheat inspections for exports declined in the week ending January 25th, while the corn total improved. USDA data says soybean inspections last week reached 889,000 metric tons, down from 1.18 million a week earlier. That's also down from the 1.93 million tons examined during the same week last year. Wheat assessments came in at 264,000 tons, down from 315,000 tons the prior week, and well below the 446,000 tons inspected during the same period last year. Corn inspections rose to almost 902,000 tons from 746,000 the week before to 540,000 tons at the same time in 2023. Since the start of the marketing year, USDA has inspected 15.6 million metric tons of corn for export, up from 12.1 million last year, and soybean inspections now stand at 27 million tons. That's down from 36 million last year. Wheat inspections are 11 million tons, down from 13 million last year. Poet Ethanol and Summit Carbon Solutions announced a partnership connecting the world's largest biofuel producer with the world's largest carbon capture and storage project. The collaboration will capture the value of biogenic CO2 from the bioethanol production process. The partnership strategically expands carbon opportunities across the Midwest by incorporating POET's 12 Iowa facilities and 5 South Dakota facilities into the Summit project. As the world seeks low-carbon energy solutions, carbon capture ensures that agriculture-based biofuels will remain competitive for decades, said POET CEO Jeff Broin. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives Wednesday launched a new agriculture trade caucus. The effort seeks to advance and promote policies vital to U.S. agriculture, including boosting agricultural exports, facilitating food and agricultural trade, and knocking down unnecessary trade barriers. The caucus includes Republican Adrian Smith of Nebraska, Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, and California Democrat Jim Costa and Jimmy Panetta. In the announcement, Panetta said Congress needs to be more active in promoting trade agreements that will keep American farmers competitive and empower them to feed the world. Vanguard Renewables announced the addition of Foremost Farms USA to the Farm Powered Strategic Alliance. The strategic partnership marks a significant milestone in pursuing sustainable organic waste reduction and renewable energy generation within the dairy industry. That, according to Vanguard Renewables CEO Neil Smith. Speaking of Foremost Farms, Smith said their members' commitment to sustainable farming practices is helping to create a more sustainable future for the dairy industry, and their desire to work with and learn from like-minded organizations to explore solutions for food waste aligns with our mission. By joining the alliance, Foremost Farms aims to further strengthen its dedication to sustainable practices and support generational dairy farmers across America. Now, the Farm-Powered Strategic Alliance is described as a collaborative initiative focused on driving a systemic change dedicated to promoting sustainable organic waste reduction. Vanguard Renewables partners with food and beverage manufacturers to recycle their inedible food waste via farm-powered anaerobic digestion, which converts organic waste into renewable natural gas. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Patchy, dense fog this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 40. By Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. Kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes.
Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. He called her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room just to hear her say I love you one more time. And when he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. Daddy, when you come home, he said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your phone, said I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be all right. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you, but I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light. Sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground.